I want to start off by saying happy birthday to Ma. Hopefully the title's up on here, so let me refresh. There better be a title on here or I'm going to have to stop this live. Got some, because I want you guys to know what the topic's about. It's not even showing up yet. People get on. BitChute, I read the comments. I responded to them and liked a few comments. There were no trolls except for thumbs down clown. A couple of thumbs down clown. When you go low, trolls, we go high. Read between the lines, trolls. You understand what I'm saying? Are we live yet? Are we there? Okay, we are. All right. Easier format for me tonight. I will be putting this on my other platforms.
Stop this live.
One thing I forgot. So bear with me. One thing I forgot. I have to beef up the audio. So be right back. Come on. Hold on. Beef up the audio. Forgot about that. No big whoop. Just, you know, a more relaxed approach here. Usually my format's different than this for my channels, but, you know, I also like to upload my lives to my other platforms. Yeah, low budget. Okay, nobody's watching on Facebook. Actually, I'm digging that, really, because I'd rather you not watch this. I'd rather you watch this later. Just in case if I have to take this live down, because sometimes I don't like the way my lives are coming out, and I'll, like, delete them, and I'll start over again. So right now, so far, you know, a little bit slow. Bitch, you don't be trolls out there. It's your boy. It's been a day. Boyga King. Now, I don't know if this is CGI. Some people in the comments section said this is CGI. Could be. Others are saying, like, you know, they're putting parasites in the food. Someone said this is so bleeping disgusting. And if you think this would only be in things like McDonald's, you're kidding yourselves. Anyone prepared for any food prepared by undesirables now wouldn't be safe to eat. Let's see. Someone else says, eat your slop goy and pay for the undesirables to receive everything. I don't know. The bitch shoots are just, I'm looking at somebody's. Burger King serves some nasty food, haven't eaten there in years. Someone else says, could be CGI. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was real. This is a. It's disgusting. All right, it's supposedly a tapeworm. In this guy's
bro.
Whopper.
Bro.
And it comes from the channel Savor, Savor Delights on. The
bro,
clock. But listen, let's take a look at this. Take a look at this. This is unbelievable.
Bro, tell me why the fuck this thing just fell out of my Burger King and is now fucking moving on its own. What in the actual fuck?
Come on, show it. Oh, it's moving. It is moving. I wouldn't even have that on my leg.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wouldn't have that on my leg.
The fuck? This thing just fell out of my Burger King. And is. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? What the fuck?
Now, I don't know. Some people are saying they're literally putting parasites in fast food and basically our food supply in general. I don't know how true that is. This could just be. Like someone said CGI, or it could just literally be he went to a nasty Burger King. It's possible. Anything's possible, but I don't know. I know it's disgusting. I know it'd hurl. I know you're paying an arm and a leg for that food at fast food. It's not cheap anymore. That's gross. What say you in the comment section? What do you think? Is it a tapeworm? It's unbelievable, is it not? All right, where else? I want to show you something else. Hold on just a second. Oh, man, I'm so out of whack right now. Okay. Okay. I just showed that. X out of that. Drone footage. All right. The great replacement is on. That's what this invasion is about. My mother was talking to a manager at a local bank, and she brought up this invasion. Now, this manager apparently was a fake news watcher, and she said, oh, no, it's good to have them come over, and we could help them out, because she's watching the Commie News Network. They're not climate asylum seekers, all right? They're not any kind of refugee. They're not, she's a little refugee, all right? It's an invasion, sprinkled with a couple of women hither and thither. So fake news, Commie News Network, Microsoft, LSD, because they'd be tripping over there, can show you, oh, look, this is a family. It's even got some children in there, some cheering. This is all benevolent. They're here to seek the American dream, the white picket fence. They're doctors coming over the border illegally. They're lawyers. They're construction workers. No. They're mostly men of military age coming over, okay? And our government is complicit. They're enabling. They want, because our government has been infiltrated by globalists, New World Orderists, Marxists, commies, WEFers, however you want to phrase it, tomato, tomato. They're not real Americans that are allowing this. Our government, Joe Biden, is not a real American. Any person that wants to destroy its own country is not a nationalist, is not a patriot of that country. And that's what we have here. We have people that don't like this country. And it's Build Back Better is a slogan for the United Nations. You have to destroy first to build back better, New World Order style, I might add, and install total tyranny. They got to get rid of this Second Amendment toting, First Amendment loving, God fearing, you know, all American people that, you know, go to work, love God, guns, and country, go to work, go to church, build things, you know, make things happen. They got to get rid of you free thinkers out there. They got to get rid of you autonomous people that want to protect your castle, your home. You know what I'm saying? They got to get these. They'll vote for these demon rats. They're not real Democrats of old. These are communists, all right? But that by having these invaders come in, the demon rats, you know, they know that these invaders will vote for them. If your vote even counts, but I'm just saying, that's the story, and they're sticking to it. And plus, it's cheap labor. And plus, they're here also to get rid of you and me. That's the plan by next year, okay? Chicago even Illinois is thinking about actually making these invaders become policemen. Can you imagine an invader being pulling you over? And a person that invades your country is getting everything for free, paid by you, is now a cop in Illinois. And it hasn't happened yet as far as I know, but that's what they're thinking about doing, making these invaders into cops, right? And because all this is done by design, defund the police for years, defund the police, right? Police's hands are tied. They can't serve the public trust. Serve public trust, uphold the law, protect the innocent, uphold the law. They can't do that in these blue areas. And so they're either quitting in mass, police, and they're just not enlisting. People are just not enlisting in these areas to become cops. And so it's all done by design to have these invaders then take their place, these order followers. Can you imagine getting arrested by a person that broke into your country? Can you imagine a person that broke into your country being armed? Well, that's a thing. A judge, I think, I forgot where, said, yeah, it's constitutional for an invader. I'm saying invader. They call them immigrants or newcomers. That's newspeak. Newcomers. It's constitutional for them to buy and carry guns. No, it's not. They have no rights. They broke into our country. They're not citizens. Do you understand what's happening? So here in New York, this new drone footage taken from the Floyd Bennett Field, which I heard of, illegal migrant camp, which is really a camp housing invaders. It's in Marine Park, Brooklyn. Marine Park. What are they going to turn them into Marines? Oh, yeah, these demon rats want them to join the military. Do you think they have any allegiance to our country? No. What they would do is pretty much the military would train them. The story goes to serve in the military, then they get their citizenship. Never heard of such a thing in all my life. This is a slap in the face to the ones that came in here the right way. And if they join the military, they're going to get armed up to the teeth. Guess who they're going to come after? No, they're not going to fight foreign armies. Go look in the mirror. You're the army they're going to fight if you have a Second Amendment. If you're a libtard and you have no guns, you're just going to be part of the grinder. You're going to be thrown into the grinder, so to speak. At least the ones with a Second Amendment have some kind of fighting chance. But here we are. Take a look at this massive Invader camp over there in Crooklyn. I'm going to call you Crooklyn because you're allowing this to happen. I know it's a Spike Lee term, but there you go. Look how big this is. Massive. Guess who's paying for it? Go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror. You're paying for it. You're paying for it. Americans are paying basically for their own demise. This is Cloward Piven, the Cloward Piven model of just spend until you totally destroy and bankrupt the friggin' country. That's the model. And here we go in California. It looks like a zombie. It's got to be on drugs, bent over, carrying a limb and eating it. Eating it over there in the sidewalk in California. Is that normal over there in California? I bet it is, you freaking communist over there. It's unbelievable where we're at. It's unbelievable. I'm going to show you this video here. The story goes that a person got hit by a train. It's dead, obviously, and his limbs were severed, including a leg. And so this vagrant probably, it's got to be high as a kite. This looks like Kingston Avenue over there in Pennsylvania. This is what they look like, zombies bent over. But he's bent over. Looks like he's gnawing on his thing. They're like, hey, man, what the clock you doing, man? Hey, man, what are you doing, man? Tú comes pierna? Sí, es bueno. Es comer? Es comida? Es comida? La pierna? Eh? De muerte? La pierna de muerte? Es bueno. Oh, yeah. You from Haiti? So he's holding the limb, and the cops come shortly thereafter, and he's trying to hightail it out of there, carrying the limb and waving it. He's about to wave it right there, holding it up. Yeah, eating the limb, holding it up.
Warning to viewers, this video may be considered disturbing.
Freaking cannibal over in California.
Trans deputies were called to Wasco Friday morning for a man holding what looks to be a human body part near the Amtrak station.
It was
station.
A body part,
this video
looks to be.
By 23 ABC. The arrest happened after a person was hit and killed by a train Friday morning. Burlington Northern Santa Fe, a railroad company, confirmed the incident via email. BNSF confirmed it was one of their trains that hit the person in front of the Amtrak platform. An investigation into the incident is pending. KCSO says that shortly after 8 a.m., deputies arrested 27-year-old Resendo Tellez near the train station.
Resendo Tellez, man, be eating la pierna!
Misdemeanor charges of removing human body parts from an area that is not a cemetery without law enforcement approval. Tellez is scheduled to be in court on Tuesday.
We live in clown world. Look how sick this world is. You ever thought you'd see a day where someone would actually eat a leg on a sidewalk here in Estados Unidos? don't worry, we got tons of Haitians coming over. I'm not saying every one of them are like that, but the culture, it's pretty gnarly. So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you get a lot of that coming up, even more of that. All right, now I want to show you this. Take a look at Tyson. I showed this on my video a while back, a short clip, but it bears repeating, and it's resurfacing in the alternative news cycle. So let's take a look at this. Hybrid human chiggy. You guys are posting about Mickey D's having human meat. You think, why is everyone just picking on McDonald's? They act like there's no such thing as Taco Bell. There's no such thing as a Wendy's, maybe. There's no such thing. I mean, they act like there's no such thing of other restaurants. Why is it just McDonald's with talking about human meat? I know the Mac part. I read that. I got it. The meme on my fashion book. I saw that. But still, if they're doing it, you don't think the others are doing any dabbling in this? Why not? Look what we got for chicken to sell in your store. Tyson, hybrid human chicken embryos, half human, half chiggy, abomination created in labs. And they want us to eat lab meat. Bill Gates, right? He owns most of the, he's the largest private, I guess you call him private, farm owner here in the United States. And don't forget, China's buying up a lot of farmland, especially around, on a lot of land, in particular around military bases, but also a lot of farmland. Who's selling it to them? They should be held accountable. They should be in jail. You shouldn't be selling land to our so-called enemy. Farmland? Bill Gates, who sold it to him? Nobody should be selling him anything. He belongs in jail, along with the rest of them. But take a look.
This is an article from The Express, dated 2018. Hybrid human chicken embryos, half human, half chicken abomination created in U.S. lab. We have to be more careful with the food we consume, because it's coming to the time where if the days weren't shortened, no flesh would be saved.
This ain't no chicken, this a black man. Look at that black car on there.
That right what? There, you're looking at is, they're saying that's human hair. Tyson messed up. This is the company that is now has shut down. Get a load of this. I read that Tyson literally what did they do go and do? They imported a lot of Somalis into Middle Tennessee to work a plant that Americans could have worked. Several years ago, but thousands of these from Somalia in Middle Tennessee to work at a Tyson plant. This is Tyson shenanigans. Then Tyson just recently shut down, plans on shutting down a plant, I think somewhere in the Midwest. And then I think they're going to move, reopen in New York City, where they have thousands of invaders, to hire them instead of hiring Americans. They're going to fire 52 or lay off 52,000 American workers at a Tyson plant, I believe in the Midwest somewhere, because they want to relocate, and I just read, to like Brooklyn or New York City, where there's hundreds of thousands of invaders to work for cheap labor. Meanwhile, the Americans, they're kicking Americans out of the job, out of their jobs, and they're hiring these invaders. Tyson. Tyson also, I mentioned what they did in Tennessee. Tyson also, it plans on opening a bug factory. That's right, because you eat the bugs, clown slob said. You, not me. They're pricing you out of meat. Take a look at steak. Look how jacked up the prices are. You go to Walmart, of all places, they're the highest cost of meat. Walmart, of all places. If I were you, I'd look for the sales. Little Giant, in particular, has a lot of good meat sales. You just got to grab them when you can. You need to be out there looking for, you need to be on the internet looking for the deals on meat, stocking up, because they're trying to price us out of eating. They're trying to price us out of food. Steak, in particular, meat. They're purposely jacking it up, causing problems. Feed to go up sky high, and fertilizer, so farmers have a hard time feeding their cows. And what they had to do last year is cull their herds prematurely and cut their losses. And so now we have the smallest cattle herd in the United States since I think 70 years, something like that. Only 70, we have, basically they're saying, we have this meat supply, the same amount that we had 70 years ago, except 70 years ago, we had about a third of the population we have now. Because I'm going to count the invaders. There's like 30 million to 40 million invaders in here. They say 8 million or whatever. No, it's way higher than that. So we have, our population has basically tripled, including the invaders, in 70 years, and our cattle industry's inventory has dwindled to that of 70 years ago when we had a third of the population, which means there's less to go around, translation, which means the price is through the roof, which means you won't be able to eat meat pretty soon, and you'll be eating the bugs as Tyson opens up its bug factory. How does that make you feel? That's if you're around next year, because according to Deagle.com, most of us in America, and in the West in particular, but in the West in general, but in particular, America, is scheduled not to be here by next year. You're going to be taking a permanent dirt nap if the power structure, the B system, gets its way. Do you understand what's going on? And then now this. Human hair found in Walmart, Tyson. Tyson chicken sold at Walmart. There you go. They forgot to pluck that, didn't they? They forgot to shave that off.
Somebody explain to me. Why this is actual hair on this chicken thigh that I got.
Right around here.
Out of the chicken skin.
Right there.
Actual hair.
Right there.
Not feathers.
Right, all this.
Look at
all this right
there. That's not even land.
Like, you got a 5 o'clock shadow.
And that's a hair. And I even pulled a couple out. It don't look nothing like. That looks like a hair follicle. That don't look nothing like the root of no damn chicken feather.
I hate those long damn nails.
Look at that.
It's unbelievable.
Hell no. Look at that.
Your nails are equally as gross. You got that crap on your fake nails.
It's a freaking hair follicle, looks like. Somebody please tell me that I'm tripping on this.
No. This is clown world that we're in. Another video I want to show you. We've got to move right along. This is unbelievable. Moscow madness. Unblurred Crocus Center entrance scene. No blood. No blood. Now, the BBC, the British bullshit company, just like the Commie News Network, just like Microsoft LSD, just like NPR, and all these libtarded New World Order rags will tell you that this is a legit thing. But if there's no blood, I'm crying foul there. It sounds like a false flag. That's what I'm thinking.
A Russian concert hall under attack. Gunmen had stormed the venue near Moscow, the Crocus City Hall. They went on the rampage, shooting their way through the building.
Just by the way they report, and it sounds like one of the bullshit false flag things. All dramatic.
Into the auditorium. There was supposed to be a rock concert here. Instead, this. The attackers walked through the stalls, firing indiscriminately. Dozens of people.
Alright, I know this is hard to see, but right there, let me tell you something. Right here, I know it's blurred out, I don't know why, but if this was really, if you got shot by that high-powered, whatever they were shooting, you're going to have a pool of blood all over the place. This is part, this is not blood right here. This is part of the whoever created this video or film that's part of their, because it's part of the screen logo.
They've set the hall on fire. The hall's on fire, he says, as more shots ring out. Then the rush to escape. There's panic, panic, she says, as the crowds fled from the auditorium and tried.
Okay. That might have been hard to see, but this footage out there was no blood. I've that Buffalo shooting a couple years ago at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. No blood. All the footage, all the dead bodies inside the store, no blood. You get shot, you're going to be in a pool of blood. So I'm crying foul here, a false flag of some sort. It's still early in the game, but when you have no blood, Mr. Cotta, ooh, I got questions. I got more questions than answers right now. You know what I'm saying? I got another one for you. I already went over Bill Gates.
Americans.
I'm not going to play that. Bill Gates is buying farmland. He's either going to, you know, he's the largest farmland owner, independent private farmland owner in the United States. The thought is he's either going to put bug farms on there because you'll eat Z bugs by 2030. You won't eat Z meat. You'll own nothing and be happy. And or he's just buying it up and keeping it nothing happening there, so there's less farmland in the United States. Do you understand that? Putting a squeeze on it. Not only that, in Oregon, they're attacking the farmers by saying they can't grow. They're making it difficult for them to grow or operate their farms now. Saying water restrictions, this, that, and the other. You're going to have to figure out a way to water your crops because you're not allowed to use something like that. I covered it the other night. They're starting in with the Oregon farmers. And I don't know if you're familiar with the German farmers are protesting, the Holland farmers, the Dutch farmers, they're protesting against the government because they want, these countries, they want to shut down thousands of farms. They want to shut down like 3,000 farms in Holland alone by 2030. That's just 6 years from now, right? 3,000 in a country, small country, smaller than the United States. They want them to shut them down. So the farmers are taking to their tractors, going into the city, to the capital. They're flinging dung on the government buildings, crap. I mean, they're protesting big time over there because the government's pushing them to the limit. And that's what's happening here. I said, American farmers, you better wake up. Don't wait for them to start messing with you. You better wake up now. They're going to try to shut down your farms. And shows enough, that's what they're doing over there in Oregon, the small farms. They have to jump through all these hoops just to operate, and it's like impossible, making it impossible for them to do it. They went after our government, literally went after a Pennsylvania Dutch, Amish farmer that's been operating for years because he was selling raw milk. The people, and he's selling his meat that is quote unquote kosher, you know what I'm saying, is pure. And he was selling it to the people in communities all around. They love this stuff. They bought his raw milk. They bought the meat for years. Now, all of a sudden, because the FDA couldn't have their finger, didn't have their finger in that cookie jar to taint it, they all of a sudden tried to shut the farm down. I think they did for a little bit. And he went to court, and the judge ruled partially in his favor. They said, well, you can sell your raw milk, but you can't sell it in Pennsylvania like you were doing. You can sell it out of state. That's a partial victory. That's not a total victory. But still, we don't have bigger issues. Our border is wide open. Government agencies focusing on an Amish farmer just minding his own business, selling good meat, raw milk to the community. Let them buy milk. Let them buy it if they want to buy it. What gives the government a right to say you can't buy raw milk, you can't buy meat that's fresh from a farm? It has to go through the FDA, FDA, Food and Drug Administration, eat the food, take the drugs because it makes you sick. Yeah, it's a bunch of crap. There's a war on farmers, all right, and which means there's a war on us. They want us to starve. They're trying to price us out of buying food. But don't worry. They're going to try to pull some stunts here, just like they're pulling over there in Moscow. This nonsense with no blood. All right, so let's take a look at this real quick, shall we? Let's see if we get I don't know if this is worth playing. All right.
Russian concert hall under attack.
All right, I wanted to show you something real quick. Okay, let me show you real quick. Okay, all right, right there. Hold on, right there.
It was ablaze. The mayor of Moscow said it was a terrible tragedy.
Right there. You see that? That's not blood right here. That's not blood. That's part of the green. This green is words. It's like an overlay that whoever filmed this put on there, like maybe the name of the channel, Something Live. That's not blood there. There's no blood. This person looks, I can't tell if it's a cop in the blue. Let's see. There's a couple people dead, I guess. This one's bent over. This one's on the ground. There's no blood. If they got shot, there's going to be blood all over the damn place, but there's no blood. That red you saw is what's following, is part of the screen. Okay? All right? I'm not seeing any blood. I see a hand over here. I'm not seeing any blood. And that's what people on the internet are talking about. There's no blood. And when you, all right, here we go again. Let me tell you something. If I hear gunshots for real, my ass is hightailing out of there faster than you can say zip bandoodle. I'm not going to be trotting along. A lot of these videos you see of these events that happen, the people are trotting along, just galloping, like you know, just a casual trot and to get out of here. No, I'm getting the feck out of Dodge like lightning, thunder. Can you feel the thunder? I am out of there. Speedy Gonzalez 2.0. I'm not going to be doing no light trot to get out of there. That's another indicator something is BS about this. But I digress. All right, look. Yeah, a nice little trot there. What are you trotting now for? You trotting now out of there? I don't hear any gunshots. Why are you trotting out there now? They don't look like they're in a rush to get out. Let me tell you something. You got people coming here shooting like that, there's going to be a stampede of people trying to get out of there. Like, run for your life, trampling on other people, only the strongest survive to get the feck out of there. No, they're all like lackadaisical about it, just like I've seen in other shooting videos. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, crisis actors, that's what it looks like to me. Now, they might use this as a reason to go to war with, oh, say, maybe Israel, maybe it's, the government stage false flags, and then it looks for a reason to go to war with someone. So maybe they're looking for a reason, Russia, Putin, to go to war with Israel. Could be. That's what people are talking about, right? Or just blame it on Ukraine, reason to bomb them, like maybe a quote-unquote nuke them or something like that. Let no good crisis go to waste. Isn't that right? What was his name from over there from Chicago? That Weasley-looking POS. Rommel? Something like that. All right. So they're very lackadaisical. There's a big shooting going on. All right. I want to show you this part right here. This really gets me. You're going to see people crouch down almost as if this is like years ago, back in like, I think, 2011, something like that. I think it was 2011. Or was it? I think it was around that time. Me and Ava participated in an active shooter scenario in the local town police department, right? And they used rubber bullets in this thing. It was a vacant warehouse, and, you know, I knew it wasn't real, so I wasn't nervous. I wasn't frantic feeling. Well, I was nervous. I didn't want to get shot by a rubber bullet. I ain't gonna lie about that, because I hear that crap hurts if they accidentally shot you. Because they said you could, even during these active shooter training sessions, it was during that manhunt thing they usually have, but it was during the active shooter, training, they use rubber bullets. But they said it could hit you, you know. Stay in your place. So I stayed in the place. They said stay crouched right here. Stay sit right here, and I did. All right, I didn't move. I didn't get out of. But the thing is, I was very casual about it. I was like this. like this. If you're really getting, if there's someone going around with six of them, shooters in there going, blah, 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 do you think you're going to be this tame? Do you think you're going to be this calm? I don't know. I don't think so. I'll be crawling on the floor to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? What is she doing? Is she on her phone? Is she texting someone? Is she checking her Facebook? Doesn't look too worried to me. I mean, maybe she is, but I'm not feeling it. I'll couple that with no blood. Yeah, they look real worried, don't they, huh? They look real worried. They're just huddled there, waiting it out. When is this simulation going to be over? That's the way it looks to me. That's the way it looks to these people that actually have this footage and are showing it. You know, it's ridiculous. I'm not buying what they're selling. I'm not buying what anybody's selling. I question everything. That's all I got to say is question everything. You got no blood, for starters. That's weird. Oh, and then there's this. Back in 2020, there was a movie called Tenet. T-E-N-E-T. Yeah. It was filmed in the same place that this supposedly took place. 4 years ago, during a scamdemic. Yeah. A symphony playing, and all of a sudden shooters come from the back of the stage, start shooting all the people, musicians, and then people in the audience start scattering. Same place. Same auditorium, stadium. 4 years ago, in Moscow. Same scenario. It's like the East Palestine train wreck. Remember about 5 years ago, there was a movie that was filmed there about that train wreck? And several people from the town were extras in that movie. I forgot the name of it. And then it happens. Come on, man. Come on, man. Take a look at Tenet. All right, so they're sitting there in the, you know, high, expensive box. What do you call those rooms? Well, you pay a lot of money to watch an event in a private room. So they were overseeing. They're watching this. Man, this water's going through me. I'm going to have to take a break real quick. All right, the symphony's gearing her. There you go. Oh, no. This is 4 years ago. So I'm asking for a friend. Did Moscow really experience a shooting, or are they using footage from the movie they filmed 4 years ago? And Putin, of course, could be going along with it, right? Using it for a reason. I mean, they could do anything's possible. We live in a deep fake world. How you doing, Regina? It's unbelievable. This movie was filmed 4 years ago in the same stadium, same auditorium in Moscow that the supposed mass shooting took place just the other day. But this film called Tenet was filmed 4 years ago. Now, when you're making a, it's. There you go. Oh yeah. This shot, right? I'm not seeing it. Are you seeing blood? Because I'm not seeing any blood. So in the movie. Hold on, we're gonna, all right, in this movie Tenet, if there are dead people, we should see blood. If there's no blood, then all the more we're gonna know this is bogus. All right, come on. So this is where this mass shooting took place. This movie Tenet was filmed 4 years ago. The same auditorium. Yeah. Yeah, see, Regina says a movie for sure. Alright, so there's that. I don't know. I want to see blood. I want to see if there's blood. I'm not. No. You'd have to watch the movie, I guess, to see if there's any blood in the movie. Hold on, they just shot somebody. Come on, show them to see if there's blood in the movie. It's a movie, regardless. The movie was 4 years ago, but, you know, there was a mass shooting just yesterday or the day before with no blood. Then this guy called Fake News Phil, he exposes fake news, he analyzed this in 6 minutes. So let's hear what he's got to say. I might have to pause this, folks, but bear with me, because this water that I'm drinking is going right through me.
Of the internet, deep inside the Soviets. Hey, it's Fake News Phil coming to you from the basement of the internet, deep inside the Soviet states of America.
Soviet states of America, yeah, he's right.
Had to dig a little, because they keep me neatly stuffed away in the dark basement of the internet. Nobody wants the control mechanism doesn't want you to hear what's on my channel. But today, let's talk about this terrorist attack that happened in Moscow. Okay, yes, it's fake.
You heard him.
As fake as the Las Vegas shooting. As fake as Bataclan back in 2015. Many of you have forgotten about Bataclan.
I did a video 3 years ago, or two, back in 2022, 2 years ago. It's on BitChute Odyssey Rumble. They were using video game footage for that Ukraine wag the dog war that's not really happening. I don't believe it's happening. There's an agenda going on. There's money being laundered, but it's not really happening. I don't believe it at all, because French news and other news agencies were using Little Armada, I think the video game footage was, showing you video game footage, saying it was an actual, this is what was happening in Ukraine. It was video game footage. And all I could see was Wag the Dog. Remember that 1999 to 98 movie with Dustin Hoffman? Remember that? Bill Clinton was president, and he had some kind of scandal going on, I guess, with Monica Lewinsky. And so in order to divert attention, he had to create a war or a fake war. Literally. And so they were using video game footage for the Ukraine war. All right. Actual news agencies. Well, it's all fake news agencies. And also, if you know where to look on the internet, like where boots on the ground are reporting, organic boots on the ground, not mainstream news, there are videos of different cities in Ukraine. People just business as usual. There were no bombs going off. As a matter of fact, that queer Zelensky actually did a friggin' interview in the subway in the very place where it's supposed to be bombs going off. He did an interview. People just sitting there, and he was talking nonchalant. He appeared in magazines, on shows. If you got a war going on, you're not going to appear on Glamour magazines or GQ, wherever it was, in different nights. That doesn't work like that, a real war. A real president tends to, not only that, streets, they were filming a movie there about Russia invading Ukraine back in 2022. And so the story was, why not just say there's a war in Ukraine? Different cities had different setups from different movie sets for the same movie. In other words, they would say this city's being bombed, this city's being... No, it was all part of the movie being filmed there. And people there actually said there's no war going on here. All right? So there was a lot of fakery going on. A lot of fakery, a lot of shenanigans. So I'm not buying what they're selling right here. And I did a video on that. It was like an hour and a half long, showing you clip after clip after clip of just how this thing isn't really happening. Okay? That thing in Israel, I'm wondering about that. I mean, Israel literally allowed itself to be attacked, whether you realize that or not. Oh, the most heavily fortified border in the world, all of a sudden its guard was down. That if a dog went near the border, the story goes if a dog or a bird went even near the border, the sensors would have triggered like a national alarm and the government would have been on it like white on rice. You can't breach the Israeli border unless they allow it to be breached. Do you understand that? They did that on purpose. They allowed that to happen. They knew that was going to happen, that they were going to be attacked. They allowed it to happen. Facts.com, truth.edu, did a video on that. Here we go.
Happened in Paris. Like 250 people died at Paris in the Bataclan concert. And nobody remembers it. It's been completely memory hole because it was fake. See, they set this...
Now listen to what he said about Paris. There was an attack in Paris not too long ago, and all of a sudden no one remembers it. It's been memory hole. He goes, because it didn't happen. Listen.
If you have forgotten about Bataclan.
I don't know how you pronounce
it. Paris. Like 250 people died at Paris in the Bataclan concert, and nobody remembers it. It's been completely memory hole because it was fake. See, they set this, here are the injured people leaving the concert. This is in Moscow, and you see no blood.
No blood.
Injured.
These are the alleged injured people, but look, they get up and they're walking out, leaving the concert. No blood.
Nobody is running in panic or terror.
Like I just said, they're just trotting along. Right.
And this is some kind of a rock concert here in Moscow, and people, just like Bataclan, just like the Las Vegas shooting, it was also fake. And so you see, I know you don't get any volume, you can't hear this video. That's because Zoom has a horrible freaking video sharing capability. But I can just tell you what the video's saying.
Communist
okay,
bullshit.
Okay, this is somebody inside the video or inside the concert venue who is filming. These are the actual shooters coming in, and this guy's filming them. Yeah, that's on his probably on his cell phone, on his camera phone.
Oh, yeah. Remember that shooting in Tennessee, like, last year by the confused gender person? Remember that at that school? I did a video on that. There was no blood. There's no blood. I blew my nose yesterday. Blood came out. I wasn't shot. It just hadn't blown. You're going to tell me a bullet's going in you and you just, seriously? No blood? I got more questions than answers.
But this here said Vegas. That's because this is very much like Vegas. How come this stuff is all in English? This is supposed to be
Moscow. Oh, wait. He's got a good point there. It's Crocus City Hall. Why is it not in Russian? He's got...
Yeah,
the name of the hall is Crocus City Hall. Crocus City Hall, but it's in English.
On his camera phone.
It's in English. There it is.
I noticed this here said Vegas.
Oh,
that's
wait.
Because this is very much like Vegas.
It said Vegas? What is he talking about? He's saying the building in Moscow had the word Vegas on it. It's almost like they're telling you this is fake.
How come this stuff is all in English?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be Moscow, but this Crocus City is spelled in English.
That's weird.
I don't know why they spell it in English. I think because they wanted to get the CC. The CC is the 33, the hoax code. So here's the inside of the venue, and the smoke here is from the blank rounds that they are firing. And most of the gunshots you hear.
Oh, he's saying it was written in Crocus City Hall, CC, Crocus City, and third letter of the alphabet, ABC, Crocus City, 33. He said that's their hoax code. In other words, they send out a code when they do these things. And if you're smart, if you're privy to if you understand these things, you understand their language. Do you understand this? They have to tell you what they're doing, and they send out the signals. Whether you can read them or not, that remains to be seen. But we got people like him that could read that understand these things and relay the information. So that's good.
Are coming from the loudspeakers, just like at Las Vegas.
Wait. Time out. What do you say about that?
The smoke here is from the blank rounds that they are firing.
Blank rounds. Blank rounds.
And most of the gunshots you hear are coming from the loudspeakers.
Most of the gunshots are coming from the speakers.
like Las Vegas.
Like Las Vegas.
But the shooters do have some blanks in their rifles. We will see that here shortly. These people are being used as extras. They waited until most of the auditorium was empty before they pulled this stunt because they don't want people stampeding over each other.
See? What did I just say a little while ago? If this was real, they'd be stampeding.
So the auditorium is empty, then they pull the stunt. They use these concert goers as extras. And so the shooting goes on.
I know, it looks chaotic. It's blurry. It's blurry on my end.
So here's where we see. I slowed it down here. Hold on. See that little spark? That little flash? See? That's supposed to be an AK-47. Okay, let's watch it again. So it goes down, you see it. Now the gun's going to spark. See that?
Yeah.
Is that what an AK-47 looks like when it fires? I mean, please.
No, not sparks like that. It's a big like ball of flame, it seems like.
Look at it again. It's like a firecracker. It's like it made a spark. It's like one of those sparklers on 4th of July. Come on, this is not a real AK-47.
It's not a real AK-47.
They said these are members of ISIS. Okay, whenever ISIS is involved, you know it's fake.
Not only that, they can't keep the story straight. I came across information in a video saying that it was Tajikistan, that they were from Tajikistan, and that they were going to be paid like 500,000 rubles just to go randomly kill people. This story's all over the place. Others are saying, well, it's Israel. They can't keep this story straight. Just like the scamdemic. Most of you out there thought there was a contagion in 2020 because you were fear-mongered. They lied to you. You were scared. Oh, my God. The sniffles are coming from China. No. No, COVIDiots. There was no virus out there. I've been saying that for 4 years. But yet, a lot of you out there rolled up your sleeves. You wore a muzzle. When you go along with their BS, you're literally helping destroy this country. You're helping give away what's left of our freedom. I didn't walk around with a muzzle because I'm not one of those sellouts. I saw arrows on the ground. That's not a virus. You don't do that. And then doctors came out and said, look, there are no viruses. It's all BS. We've been lied to. Like many things. Like this. Like that. Like everything else. Do you understand this? So if they try to dust off Disease X or some other cockamamie thing, no, it ain't real. That if people get sick, they're either using 5G frequencies. A lot of people are sheeple. They took this with the graphene oxide. And those frequencies are going to be messing with the sheeple with the graphene oxide in them. Not to mention that they're also putting in graphene oxide in the chemtrails. If you don't know anything about graphene oxide, type in bitchute.com, BITCHUTE.com. In the search bar, type in graphene oxide, type in vaccine, type in chemtrails. You'll get people with documentaries that you can't see on ScrewTube YouTube that they won't show you on Fascist Book. TikTok will ban it like they banned half of my videos. But on BitChute, a lot of stuff gets to stick around over there. Okay? Odyssey too, odyssey.com. Rumble, I thought was going to be more of a truth place, but it turned out to be a friggin' fit and fresh dating slash sports slash politics mostly. You can find some truth stuff on here. But this is a hoax.
It's fake, because every single ISIS attack has always been fake. And this guy, you hear the people, they are not panicking.
They're not panicking. That's what I said about 15 minutes ago. Nonchalant. Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom.
These people are not panicking.
No.
They're in the basement or something. They had to break out down that door. Here are the shooters again.
I'm done with that part. Okay. It's a hoax. It's a lie. Now, it doesn't mean that there ain't a real agenda. There's always an agenda. Of course, Eric Holder, that's who it was at POS. I said Rommel. That was, Eric Holder's the one that POS, rat-faced POS, has said, never let a crisis go to waste, right? So, yeah, they create this crisis, and then they have an agenda with it. Just like the scamdemic. There was no virus. But my doctor said, okay, does your doctor work for Big Pharma, idiot? Oh, he does? She does? They better say you have COVID. Otherwise, they lose their damn job. Y'all out there can't be this damn dumb. I've been doing this for 4 years now. Knock it off. I keep seeing people out here, sheeple, with muzzles on. 4 years later. I'm in Carver. You're wearing a mask. Everywhere I go, I see a COVIDiot wearing a mask. Do you know what that's a sign of? Subservience. You're a slave. Why do you think they wear them in China? Not to mention the pollution. Yeah, it sucks, the air quality. But not just that. It means you are literally the government's bitch. It's communism. And you're erasing your identity that God gave you. That's what they want. You're doing Satan's bidding. You're doing the New World Order's bidding, and you're helping give away our freedoms. Because if the majority of this country goes along with their BS tyranny, you comply with that, you're just giving away what's left of our freedom. But my doctor said there's COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccine ID. They were doing vaxports. They wanted us to go have literally show us your papers to go from point A to point B, like Nazi Germany. It was all about tyranny. Arrows on the dam and the aisle. Walk this way. Walk this way. All that was see who is going to be an order follower and who actually has two brain cells to rub together and says, no, if this was really a virus, no matter what direction I walk, it's going to be in the air. No one questioned that. Couple did. Couple people. My mother did. I did. I said, no, you're trying to control me. This is all about control. Shows enough, that's exactly what it was. Exactly. Did you know they're doing social credit scores in the banks up in Canada? Because all of this was about, it was a beta test or a dry run for the New World Order to see who's going along with it and who ain't. Thank God there was enough of us that pushed back. Thank God there were some sheeple out there that woke up sooner than later to help, got on the same page with us. Okay? So they have to move the goalposts. That's how it works. They want to do a Disease X. They want to lock us down from April 8th from an eclipse that ain't even a real eclipse. What? They're not going to, no, it's not real. But they're going to use it. They have, their plans are to have to lock us down. Their plan is to usher in martial law. Okay? You think there's going to be an election? They didn't even fix 2020 or part of 2022. Stolen. No. This is the year where big things they're going to make happen. If they get their way. They have an agenda. They have to, that's a wrap by 2030. New World Order, total tyranny, social credit scores, you name it. Neuralink, Neuralace, everyone become hive-minded, hooked up to, you know, Internet of Bodies. That's their goal. Robots everywhere, humanoids in the workforce everywhere. Robot dogs, robot babies, no real babies. Do you understand this? If you're watching my short videos that I post on here and on BitChute and other places, but Facebook, I'm talking in particular, you would see AI baby. Yeah, as the sperm count in the world drops, all done by design, as they promote abortion, but yet they want you to have an AI baby. How sick is that? April 8th, what they aren't telling you.
2024, a total solar eclipse will shadow North America, crossing Mexico, the United States, and Canada, passing over 8 United States cities named Nineveh, drawing a myriad of similarities to the Syrian eclipse that occurred during the time when Jonah approached Nineveh and urged the Assyrian people to repent. Mathematically speaking, the astronomy of an eclipse is a miracle.
The sun is 400 times further from the earth than the...
And see, that's not true. We live in a closed system. It's not... The sun is not 93 million miles away. It's right up there. Right up there under the dome. The moon, same thing. Same size. But, okay.
The moon. The sun is 400 times larger than the moon. And because of that, we can have an eclipse that God created as signs. Which is why we come to the letter Tav, which means a sign or a mark, and its numerical value is 400. Do you get it?
Confronted by a new world order and the U.S. president that is carrying out their silent, we are living in a time of reckoning, and through signs, God is speaking directly to those with ears to listen.
In Genesis 1:14, God declared... The sun and the moon were for sun.
By the way, that's Pastor Paul Bagley. Type in Paul Bagley on YouTube. I watch him a lot. His pastor is good. And Thursday night, we're Mike from around the world. Very informative.
Signs. Right. The only signs they can give is eclipses. All right? And the nice thing about eclipses, no false prophet can manipulate it. Solar eclipse means judgment is coming upon a nation. Since we become a nation in 1776, there has only been 8 total solar eclipses that have completely crossed the United States. Two of them occurred during the Vietnam. Of those 8, only one, which was the one 7 years ago, it only crossed the United States and no other country.
Exodus 4:8. Remember, April 8th. If they do not believe the first sign, which was on August 21st, 2017, they will believe the second sign.
That said, why has Homeland Security been preparing to hijack this biblical event?
The sheriff called me yesterday, and after he got done telling me everything inside this meeting that was happening, I pretty much was nerve-rattled after what I heard. Who is this meeting with? It's with Homeland Security.
People want to do us harm. Use an event like this, where a lot of people are gathered, to do some type of terror event.
People want to do us harm. Oh, say, 30 million of them that have been in here ever since Joe Biden stole the election? Could it be those 30 million? People want to do us harm. Like they don't know who the people are. Oh, they'll blame China. They'll blame Russia. No, the enemy's within. And they're letting them in, including Chinese men of military age, including Somalians. Let's just say They're opening up their jails and asylums and putting them here in the United States. Yeah. Do you understand what's about to happen? Guess who's going to be hunted down? Go look in the mirror. That's the goal. This year. Hunted down. People are already getting killed, Americans, in the streets right now. Raped, killed, abducted by these invaders. But fake news will tell you, they're just refugees seeking asylum from the climate change. There is no climate change except for chemtrails. They're causing the climate change. They're not seeking asylum. They're not walking thousands of miles. You ever walk thousands of miles? Because I sure the hell haven't. Brand new sneakers, brand new clothes, well-fed, well-rested, phone, cell phone in hand. No. When you see them walking, that's called a photo op. They're being bussed in through the Darien Gap. They fly in, they go through the Darien Gap, they're being bussed in from there all the way up to our border. Then they're let up, go for, walk for a little bit. I will walk 500, no they're not walking 500 miles. They're going to hotels along the way. They have an actual maps they were given. And TikTok's actually helping facilitate that, by the way, by showing the map of where the points of where they need to go to, for rest. Little R&R, little motels here and there in Mexico and other places. Yeah, who's this funded by? George Soros, Open Societies, Open Borders, UN? Because the goal is to destabilize the United States, topple it, destroy it, build back better. Got to destroy it to build it back, New World Order style, 15-minute cities. That's if you get to live here at all. That's if you get to be alive by 2030. Do you understand that? And if you are, you lead the bugs. You'll own nothing to be happy. 15-minute cities. Do you understand what we're up against? Their gloves are off. Are your gloves off? Have you had enough? You had enough of paying gas, paying at the pump? Had enough all done by design? Had enough of the orchestrated supply chain breakage since 2020, the scamdemic? They've lied to you on so many, lied to us. Listen, if you actually listen to what they say, they're telling you the scamdemic was a hoax. They said it has about a 99% survival rate. So you shut down the world for something, if it did exist, which it didn't, has an almost 100% survival rate? You wear a muzzle and suffocate and hide your identity for some? You go in a bank and the bank says, hey, you gotta hide your identity before you come in. Meanwhile, before 2020, if you put on a mask and go in a bank, they would be calling the cops. No one ever questioned that. I thought that was kind of bizarre. This is over a virus, really? Seriously?
The director of the Lake County Emergency Management Agency told me they've been preparing for the solar eclipse now.
Emergency Management Agencies, FEMA, National Guard.
For this for 2 years. Imagine that, for 2 years. He said, during the solar eclipse, while people are all out there looking, they're planning, the intel that they've got is a possible biological attack on people while the solar eclipse is freaking happening.
Like, here's from Kenton County Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Here's what you should do before. Ensure you have a full gas tank. Ensure you are stocked on groceries. Have alternative communications for an eclipse that's going to last about an hour. And here's another one. Buy necessary groceries and gas. Expect heavy traffic and long lines for local services.
Oklahoma, the National Guard will have guardsmen present for the total solar eclipse on April 8th.
That's Stacy and Doug. Check them out.
Communication facilities could become overloaded, possibly making cell phone calls difficult. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, and radiological and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to up to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. There will be about 150 other first responders. And
yeah, they want to use this for martial law, too.
Staying at either the sports complex in Broken Bow or in Idabel.
Like Jonah, despite our reluctance, we all must be prepared for repentance, even the repentance of our oppressors. We must also be prepared to respond to whatever the New World Order has up its sleeve.
New World Order. You know what? Guess who's getting ready to come upon the scene? The Antichrist. This decade. Like soon. Could even be this year. That's how close we are. Since when in the eclipse did they say you better stock up on groceries? Since when during for an eclipse they said they activate the National Guard, emergency management agencies, FEMA, the military, state troopers? Since when? Since when? Communications going to be overloaded. Since when an eclipse nuclear power plant might just melt down? Huh? Get groceries for an eclipse that lasts an hour? What? What you talking about, Willis? They got something planned. They know what they have planned. Okay. This is bizarre. I'm going to leave you with this. I find this really bizarre.
Talking about this. The sun, if people are talking about the eclipse, but they're not talking about this. The sun and the moon are not aligned on April 8th. They are in Pisces. Right now, if you go to your Skyview app and you push forward to April 8th, plug it in, it will show you that the sun and the moon are in Pisces. They are not aligned. They are sitting beside each other, but they are not aligned. How is that possible? Because the sun and the moon have been out of place since back in September 2023. I've been doing these videos telling you that the sun is not where it should be.
Now, I'm gonna pause right there. I've been saying this for years, and even my mother noticed that. I said, that this is the sun, that's not where it normally sets. I said it sets over here or something like that. It's not where it normally is. I've been saying that for about probably 5 years at least. It's not the same. Plus, it's white. It used to be golden high up in the sky. There's a patent for it. It's called a sun simulator. When I have my dash cam for my car, before the stand, the suction cups onto the windshield broke off, so that's why I haven't used it. I have to get a new suction cup so I could put it on the windshield. But I was parked outside the house on the street. I went inside to get something, left the camera rolling. And so when I watched it later, it was pointed right at that giant white floodlight. Guess what you see spinning around in the middle of it? A black cube. The real sun wouldn't do that. Is it a sun simulator? Germany has one. China has a fake moon. I'm not saying there ain't a real sun out there, but where the heck did it go? There was this channel called Matt Rogers. He used to show the sky, how Franken sky it is. People used to send in the videos and pictures until YouTube took it down, of what the Franken sky looks like and how different it looks, and the clouds and all that, and the chemtrails and square clouds and all that. And he would always say, he was out of England, he would always say, where did our real sun go? It's very strange. There's a lot of strangeness going on. And then this lady here is saying they're not going to cross each other. Take a look. All right. She said that in Pisces.
People are telling me it's the calendar. The calendar's off. Don't worry about it. It's where the sun is in the sky that's different. It's not where it should be. This eclipse is showing you that I am telling you the truth. Because if we see an eclipse on April 8th, how is that possible? If the sun and the moon are in Pisces, it can't be an Aries eclipse, right? If the sun is in Pisces, and if the sun and the moon are not aligned, they have to be aligned in order for you to see an eclipse, correct? So I don't have to be a fucking astrophysicist to understand this, and neither do you. I'm trying to get this out to as many people as I can. Please share this, because, I mean, this is just a no-brainer. These heavenly bodies are changing. They are not where they should be. And they damn sure will not show you an eclipse in the sky if they are not aligned.
So I find that to be strange. They're not aligned, but yet we're going to have an eclipse. Now, I'm not saying something biblical ain't happening, because it is. The 2017 eclipse went through a town named Salem. It's from the, you know, that's Bible, Salem, Jerusalem. This time it's like six Nineveh towns in the U.S. and one over there in Nova Scotia is going to cross, named Nineveh. So something biblical is going on. Something strange is going on. And also, it's going to cross over the town that has that ark that you could go visit, that Noah's Ark, at that amusement center. It's not like an amusement center, but that ark that you could actually visit. I don't know what you call it, an attraction. There's a town, I forgot what the name of the town is, but it's going to cross over that where the ark is, this eclipse is. It's going to cross over that town where that ark recreation is, where you could go visit. It's like, I'm going to call it amusement, biblical amusement. It's also going to cost a town this, besides the Nineveh towns, besides that one with the Ark in Kentucky, it's also going to cost, if I remember correctly, a town named Rapture. But yet, according to her, the sun and the moon are not going to pass each other. It's just, they're totally out of alignment. This is very strange. Not saying the clip with something like that ain't going to happen, but add all the other weirdness to it, like activating FEMA, emergency management, social agencies, state troopers, National Guard, you name it, and saying stock up on groceries, top off on your gas, make sure all your ducks in a row, a power plant might go melt down, communication is going to be overloaded over an eclipse. Yeah, something big sounds like it's going to happen. But if it doesn't, big thumbs up. But if it does, you've been warned. We'll see how it shakes out in about 2 weeks. Now I'm going to give my version. I'm about to get off here of TikTok. I'm going to do my own. This video deserves a boom, bloop. I'm out.